This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
It's Wednesday, June 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. We made it halfway through the work week. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the show this morning, really simple to do, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We'll make you famous or infamous or some combination of the two. We've got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Another arrest and a deadly shooting at Arcadia Lake. Several people opened fire into a crowd during a massive illegal party. Richard Glossop standing trial for a third time now. The former death row inmate is getting another chance. What happens next? We'll tell you all about it. Oklahoma County's DA is seeking the death penalty in the case of a man who is accused of raping and killing an elderly woman. Families of jail inmates being targeted by scammers, and those scammers know a whole lot about you. How to protect yourself coming up. Speaking of the jail, a proposal to ask taxpayers for more money to replace the facility. Why, it's already dead on arrival, and Liberty Fest is kicking off. How it's going to go, so how it's going today, and what's on the calendar, plus your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. It's going to be a full show. But first, let's check out your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Edmond police have made two more arrests in connection with a deadly shooting at Arcadia Lake that left one person dead and 22 others injured, bringing the total number up to six people arrested. 21-year-old Marcus Kane Jones was arrested on Tuesday by U.S. Marshals. He's accused of accessory to murder. Police have also charged a 16-year-old already in juvenile custody with shooting with intent to kill, gang-related offenses, and weapons charges. The May 3rd shooting claimed the life of 18-year-old Aviana Smith Gray. Four other suspects have already been charged in the case. Police are investigating a deadly fiery crash in Pottawatomie County. Emergency crews responded Tuesday afternoon to a crash along U.S. Highway 177 near Hardesty Road. Officials say at least one person was killed when two vehicles collided and caught fire. Several agencies, including Oklahoma Highway Patrol and local first responders, worked the scene as traffic was diverted for hours. Investigators have not yet released the identity of the person who was killed or said what might have caused that crash. The investigation remains ongoing. A Tecumseh father is recovering after nearly being killed in a hit-and-run crash in Shawnee. Family members say 50-year-old Chris Young was riding his motorcycle when he was struck by a car and thrown from the bike. Investigators say the driver fled the scene, leaving Young seriously injured in the roadway. He remains hospitalized this morning with significant injuries and faces a lengthy recovery. Shawnee police are still searching for the driver involved and are asking anyone with information about the crash to come forward. Young's family says they're focused on his recovery and hope those responsible are held accountable. Former Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop is scheduled to stand trial for a third time this November. Oklahoma County District Judge Natalie May set the jury selection to begin on September 28th, saying that she wants to bring a resolution to a case that has stretched nearly three decades. Glossop, who was released on bond back in May with financial help from Kim Kardashian, appeared in court on Tuesday wearing a suit rather than jail attire. Glossop has long maintained his innocence in the 1997 beating death of Oklahoma City motel owner Barry Van Treese. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned Glossop's 2004 conviction last year because of prosecutorial misconduct. Prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty in this new trial. Meanwhile, Oklahoma County DA Vicky Behenna is seeking the death penalty against a man accused of raping and killing an 85-year-old Oklahoma City woman. Prosecutors say aggravated circumstances justify a capital punishment for 33-year-old Cordell Wilson, including allegations the crime was especially heinous and that he poses a continuing threat to society. Wilson is charged in the December 2025 death of Ina Ray Balch, who was found dead inside of her Northwest Oklahoma City home. Investigators say DNA evidence collected during the investigation matched Wilson, who had been arrested in connection with a separate burglary nearby. Wilson remains jailed on $10 million bond and is scheduled back in court on September 23rd. Behenna, meanwhile, is also seeking the death penalty in a capital case that involves Anthony Gonzalez, who is accused of fatally stabbing 18-year-old 7-Eleven clerk Jaden Anthony during a robbery at Northwest Oklahoma City store back in 2024. Court records say Anthony was working alone when she was attacked and was found critically injured about 45 minutes later. She later died from her injuries, leaving behind a 13-month-old son. Gonzalez's attorneys have raised questions about his mental competency as the case moves forward. Former Swadley's barbecue owner Brent Swadley says he's considering legal action after losing part of a finger in an incident at the Oklahoma County Jail. Swadley claims a detention officer slammed a cell door on his hand earlier this month, severing about 20% of his middle finger. He says the officer initially walked away before returning and then apologizing. Swadley was taken to the hospital where doctors determined the damaged portion of the finger could not be saved. The jail has not released surveillance video of the incident, citing security concerns. Swadley is awaiting sentencing after a jury convicted him earlier this month on 6 felony counts tied to the state's Swadley Foggy Bottom Kitchen contract scandal. Oklahoma County voters could be asked to approve a new sales tax to help pay for the county's jail, but support for the proposal appears uncertain. Interim District 3 Commissioner Paul Foster plans to propose a permanent half-cent sales tax at today's county commission meeting. County leaders say raising construction costs have left the jail project roughly $625 million short of full funding. However, Commissioners Jason Lowe and Brian Mon have expressed some concerns about the proposal, citing a lack of business support, no citizen oversight provisions, and concerns about raising local tax rates. Without backing from the Greater Oklahoma Chamber of Commerce, some say that the measure likely will not move forward. We want you to weigh in on this one. We'll be taking your calls on the possible tax increase to fund the jail at 405-608-4377. Families trying to bail out loved ones out of the Oklahoma County Jail are being warned about a growing scam targeting people within minutes of an arrest. Bondsmen say scammers often call the family members posing as jail employees or bail agents, demanding immediate payment through apps like Cash App, PayPal, or Apple Cash. In some cases, scammers already know the personal details about the inmate and family members, making the calls appear to be legitimate. The Oklahoma Insurance Department warns families to never send money or provide financial information over the phone. Instead, officials say people should contact the jail directly using official phone numbers and verify information with a licensed bail bondsman before making any payment. The story has raised concerns because scammers appear to be contacting families almost immediately after arrests and oftentimes have detailed personal information about inmates and their relatives. An Oklahoma City police officer fired a shot during a confrontation with an armed suspect last evening. Police say the officers responded to the disturbance just before 7 p.m. and encountered a man outside with a gun near Northwest 10th Street between MacArthur and Rockwell. Investigators say the suspect pointed the weapon at the responding officer, who then fired a shot. The suspect ran into the nearby Reserve apartment complex, prompting officers to shut down Northwest 10th Street while searching the area. The suspect later surrendered and was taken into custody. Nobody, including the suspect or the officer, was injured. The officer has been placed on routine administrative leave during this investigation. 69 degrees, mostly cloudy at 7:14. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, three Oklahomans have been indicted as part of a nationwide health care fraud crackdown involving nearly 500 defendants, including dozens of medical professionals. Federal prosecutors say two men who operated a medical equipment company in Lawton fraudulently billed TRICARE for CPAP machines used to treat sleep apnea. Investigators allege the men collected nearly $27 million in reimbursement for equipment that was either never provided or improperly supplied. In a separate case, an Oklahoma City speech-language pathologist is accused of submitting more than $2.5 million in fraudulent claims. The cases are part of what the Justice Department calls one of the largest health care fraud takedowns in U.S. history. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has ruled Attorney General Gettner Drummond cannot intervene in a private lawsuit against State Farm Insurance over denial of a hail claim. The court says Drummond's efforts to expand the case into a broader investigation of alleged insurance fraud went beyond the scope of the original lawsuit. Drummond has accused State Farm of systematically underpaying homeowners through what he calls his, quote, hail focus initiative. Justices ruled the attorney general does have the authority to pursue those allegations, but must do so through a separate lawsuit. Drummond says he plans to file that new lawsuit immediately in an effort to hold the insurer accountable. Some businesses along Northwest 23rd Street in Oklahoma City's Uptown District say ongoing construction is taking a serious toll on their sales. Business owners say road closures, limited parking, and reduced foot traffic tied to the streetscape project have caused revenue to drop significantly in recent months. The city says the $9.3 million project will eventually bring wider sidewalks, new trees, improved lighting, and other upgrades designed to make the corridor safer and more pedestrian-friendly. Construction began earlier this year and is expected to continue for about 18 months. City officials are encouraging residents to continue supporting businesses in the area during the project. For the first time in school history, Oklahoma State athletes will wear sponsor patches on their uniforms. OSU announced a new partnership with the Osage Nation that will place an Osage patch on jerseys across all men's and women's sports beginning with the 2026-27 season. University leaders say the agreement reflects the longstanding relationship between OSU and the Osage Nation and highlights their shared commitment to agriculture, land stewardship, and economic development. The deal comes after the NCAA approved uniform sponsorship patches earlier this year, opening up a new source of revenue for college athletic programs nationwide. Well, Liberty Fest is finally here, the biggest July 4th celebration in the state, especially big this year as we celebrate the nation's 250th birthday and the 100th birthday of Route 66. Coming up after the break, we'll talk with some organizers of Edmonds Liberty Fest. Plus, your dad joke of the day is just around the corner. 405-608-4377 if you have one you want to share. It is 68 degrees under cloudy skies at 717. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Take a look into Freedom traffic on this Wednesday morning. Yukon to downtown, 22 minutes. Norman to downtown, 28 minutes. Edmond to downtown, 23 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown, 21 minutes. Construction narrows eastbound I-44 with bridge repairs at the Klassen Circle. Keep that in mind. Also, bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th and May at Northwest Expressway.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So, yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are gonna love what you see.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with range rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 in Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Hey, that's me. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the show today, it's pretty simple to do. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We'll make you famous or infamous or somewhere in between. Quick check on the weather for today. We'll see some morning thunderstorms, then cloudy and humid throughout the day. High of 89 degrees tonight. Breezy, cloudy, maybe a chance of thunderstorms throughout the night. Low of 72 degrees. On Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, thunderstorms later on in the day. High of 94. You seeing a theme here with all these thunderstorms? On Friday, look for mostly cloudy skies, maybe a couple more, you guessed it, thunderstorms, high of 94 degrees. Then on Saturday, finally some sunshine, going to be hot though, high of 96 degrees. It is 69 degrees, humid, cloudy at 7:22 in the morning. Well, Liberty Fest is Edmond's annual 4th of July celebration and one of Oklahoma's largest Independence Day festivals. The event has been held for more than 50 years and features more than a week of family-friendly activities leading up to July 4th. It includes a massive July 4th parade through downtown Edmond, one of the largest fireworks displays in the Oklahoma City metro area. If you haven't seen that, it's certainly worth going out and seeing. It includes car shows throughout the week, jazz festival, concerts, trivia nights. There are family activities, community events throughout late June and early July. And most fun of all, rodeos, rodeo on the radio. Joining us live, we've got Carrie Fryer. She is Liberty Fest Royalty Director. And we've got London Baldridge. So she is Edmond's Roundup Club Queen. London, get a little closer to the microphone for me, would you please? Tell me a bit about what exactly is an Edmond Roundup Club Queen? What do you do besides being royalty?
Well, I get to talk to a bunch of other people and make great connections. And I just get to hold the flag and support America.
That's pretty cool. So do you ride rodeo too?
Yes, sir.
Do you really?
Yes.
What do you ride?
I do barrel racing, pole vending, and breakaway.
That's kind of cool because you're like 5 foot nothing, 100 pounds soaking wet, and you're trying to control this massive horse going around barrels. That seems to me difficult.
It can be difficult at times, but sometimes it's mainly the horse.
How long have you been riding?
I've been riding since I was about 6.
Oh, wow. So you've got to have a real special relationship with the horse, so the horse knows everything that you want it to do.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me a bit about that. How do you form that relationship?
I like to just groom my horse and try to build that connection where he can trust me and I can trust him.
That's pretty cool. And we've also got Carrie Fryer. She's Liberty Fest Royalty Director. How do you get a title like that on your resume? Because I want to be a royalty director.
Well, I started kind of in London's shoes. So when I was growing up through, I was the Guthrie Roundup Club Queen back then. And I just enjoy, now I enjoy giving the girls the experience and kind of bringing them up. There's a lot to it, not just with their horse, but being able to speak, being able to go and talk to people, getting out and promoting the sport that they love, that they already love. So growing up doing it, and then just kind of something that I wanted to do when I was in her shoes, and now here we are.
And for Edmond, you've certainly got a really large audience that you're...
Very large audience. We've been doing this for years, and it's grown and grown and grown. And this year, with the 250th anniversary of the United States and the 100th year of the Route 66, which is ironically, I mean, it's about half a mile from where the rodeo is.
Yeah.
Like, we're right on Route 66.
If you throw a rock really hard, you're going to hit it.
You could. So there's a lot of things to celebrate besides the great sport of rodeo that we love.
When people talk about Liberty Fest, there's so much to see and do at Liberty Fest, but three things come up the very, very most. The parade, the fireworks, and the rodeo.
Absolutely.
So you guys don't really have a whole lot of selling to do to get people to come to the rodeo.
No, not really.
Kind of talk to me a bit about that. Oklahoma is very much a rodeo state. Even Oklahoma City, which is, it's not a rural city by any stretch. It's a big city. We're, I guess, the 21st biggest city in the entire country now. But there's still a whole lot of country feel here.
There is. There is. And you've got the city, but we are still very rural. We still love rodeo. We still love agriculture and our horses and cattle and all of those things. And rodeo gives us a place to display that.
So when can we watch this the rodeos, and what can we expect to see?
Friday night and Saturday night. It starts at 8 o'clock, 300 North Kelly in Edmond.
Yep.
Expect all the normal events. We've got bull riding, bareback riding, tie-down roping, team roping, steer wrestling, saddle bronc riding, ranch broncs. That's always fun to watch. Breakaway roping, and then barrel racing.
I really want to see London do steer wrestling.
I don't.
I've always wanted to do that, though.
London.
Have you really?
Yes.
Really? How old are you, London?
I'm 15.
Okay, you're 15. And again, you're probably, what, 5'2", 110 pounds, soaking wet? I'd love to see you wrestle a steer. I want to see it happen. I got $5 on you. I think you're going to pull it off.
I hope so.
That's pretty cool. So tell me a bit about the training that it takes to get into these different events, the bull riding, the bareback riding, the tie-down roping. There's a ton of training associated with all this, but mostly it's actually getting out there and getting on these massive animals and riding.
Lots of these competitors start when they're really young. London said that she started when she was 6.
Mutton busting?
No, I actually did not do that.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you start?
I started off, I actually started off with English riding.
Okay.
And then I wanted to move to something that had more adrenaline rush to it, so I decided to do barrel racing.
You're a bit of an adrenaline junkie.
Yes,
I can tell. So tell me a bit more about the training that people undergo for this.
So they start when they're very young. Hours and hours go into this, and not just the training at home, the working with trainers, maybe personal trainers on fitness and things like that. The events that have animals involved, there's hours and hours each week spent with those animals, conditioning those animals, learning those animals,
building the
relationship. Yeah. So, and then once you start on that rodeo trail, there's a lot involved there because you have miles and miles of driving and getting to the rodeo and do your event and then pack up and go on to the next one. So
it's a big commitment.
It is.
So if people want to learn more about the agenda, where to go, when to do it, how much it is, where do they go? Is there a website they can go to? Libertyfest.org?
I believe that's it.
Okay. Very cool. Well, thanks, ladies, for coming in. We certainly do appreciate it. And thank you for listening. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. We've still got a whole bunch more to talk about this morning. Another arrest in that deadly Arcadia Lake mass shooting. Investigators now say 6 people have been arrested in connection with the violence that left 1 person dead and 22 other people injured. Plus, Richard Glossop going to stand trial for a 3rd time for murder. What happens next? We'll have the details. And your dad joke of the day. We want to hear yours. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
Texas Senate candidate James Tallarico is facing scrutiny over resurfaced comments from a 2021 podcast interview in which he described himself as a Christian who hates Christianity. Republicans argue the remarks reflect a pattern of controversial positions on religion and gender. Tallarico's campaign says the comments were aimed at religious and political corruption, not Christianity itself. Doctors are diagnosing patients after years of symptoms have stumped them, thanks to artificial intelligence.
Researchers from OpenAI and Boston's Children's Hospital took data from 18 patients and plugged the data into a newly developed AI model that led to a diagnosis that was confirmed by a lab. Researchers hope the new model will be able to help scores of Americans who have rare diseases or health issues. The study is in the New England Journal of Medicine. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
You know, I had a client, a good, hardworking guy whose roof was torn up after a storm. He did everything right. He filed the claim and then he waited patiently. Weeks turned into months. And the insurance company kept saying, we're reviewing it, we're evaluating it, we just need a little more inspection. What they were really doing was hoping he'd give up. By the time he came to me, he was frustrated, tired, and honestly, he was starting to doubt himself. Here's the truth. Delay is a strategy. The longer they drag it out, the more likely you are to settle cheap or just walk away altogether. We stepped in and we pushed back. And suddenly, it's funny how this works, the same claim they'd been reviewing for months, well, it got resolved. If your claim feels like it's stuck in neutral, it's probably not an accident. It's a tactic. Don't let them run the clock out on you. I'm Noble McIntyre. And if you've been hurt or your claim's been delayed, call me at 777-7000. We'll make sure they play fair.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Residents packed a Piedmont City Council meeting to voice concerns about a proposed Cloverleaf Data Center campus, with opponents raising questions about water use, power demand, and community impacts. Company representatives say the project would create hundreds of jobs and generate millions in local revenue. City leaders postponed consideration of the proposal until late July due to lengthy discussions. The debate is expected to continue. A rollover crash shut down southbound I-35 near Paul's Valley Tuesday morning, with the OHP saying a semi-truck overturned and spilled sand across the roadway. Southbound lanes were closed while crews cleaned up the scene. No injuries were reported, and the crash remains under investigation. Well, two loose dogs led police on an unusual chase Tuesday morning along Oklahoma City Boulevard near I-40. An officer followed the dogs as they ran along ramps and roadways while traffic slowed around them. The animals eventually left the roadway and were guided into a grassy area safely. No crashes or injuries were reported, and authorities haven't said where the dogs came from, but the incident did end safely. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
I want to introduce you to a great connection. Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Please be advised, you may want to stop eating the following foods immediately. Broccoli, kale, blueberries, quinoa, spinach.
I thought those were good for me.
What's healthy for one person may cause inflammation for another. So how do you know what your body actually needs? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that analyzes your real-time biology to give you personalized nutrition guidance and custom supplements. Learn more at Viome.com/gut. V as in Victor, IOME.com/GUT. And use coupon code GUTHEALTH50 to save $50 off your purchase.
freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect a morning thunderstorm followed by cloudy and humid conditions. The high will reach 89. Tonight, it'll be breezy with partly cloudy skies and humidity, along with a strong thunderstorm bringing the potential for hail and damaging winds. The low will be 72. Tomorrow, anticipate partly sunny skies and breezy conditions, with a heavy afternoon and evening thunderstorm likely to bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail, and flooding downpours. The high will be 94. On Friday, the weather will be mostly cloudy and occasionally breezy with a strong thunderstorm expected in the afternoon and evening. The high will be 94. Saturday will be mostly sunny, windy, and hot with the high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
And good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. It is 69 degrees, very humid out there at 7:36 in the morning. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave?
Yeah.
My lawyer recently quit his job to become a dog trainer.
That's odd.
Yeah. Guess he prefers boxers to briefs.
Oh. I see what you did there.
Woof.
I see what you did there.
Woof. Yeah. Time now for your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Edmond police have made two more arrests in connection with a deadly Arcadia Lake mass shooting that left one person dead and another 22 others injured, bringing the total number of arrests up to six people. 21-year-old Marcus Kane Jones was arrested on Tuesday by U.S. Marshals. He's accused of accessory to murder. Police have also charged 16-year-old already in juvenile custody with shooting with intent to kill, gang-related offenses, and weapons violations. The May 3rd shooting claimed the life of 18-year-old Aviana Smith Gray. Four other suspects have already been charged. Authorities are investigating a deadly fiery crash in Pottawatomie County. Emergency crews responded yesterday afternoon to a collision along U.S. Highway 177 near Hardesty Road. Officials say at least one person was killed when two vehicles crashed, then burst into flames. Several agencies, including the Oklahoma Highway Patrol and local first responders, worked the scene as traffic was diverted for hours. Investigators have not yet released the victim's identity or said what caused that crash. The investigation continues. A Tecumseh dad is recovering after nearly being killed in a hit-and-run in Shawnee. Family members say 50-year-old Chris Young was riding his motorcycle when he was struck by a car and thrown from the bike. Investigators say the driver fled, leaving Young seriously injured in the roadway. He remains hospitalized this morning with severe injuries and faces a very long road to recovery. Shawnee police are still searching for the driver. They're asking anyone with information to come forward. Young's family says they hope whoever is responsible is brought to justice. Former Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop is scheduled to stand trial for a third time this September. Oklahoma County District Judge Natalie May set the jury selection for September 28th, saying that she wants to bring resolution to the case that has stretched nearly three decades. Glossop, who was released on bond in May with financial help from Kim Kardashian, appeared in court on Tuesday wearing a suit instead of jail clothing. Glossop has long maintained his innocence in the 1997 beating death of Oklahoma City motel owner Barry Van Treese. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned Glossop's 2004 conviction last year because of prosecutorial misconduct. Prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty in the new trial. Oklahoma County District Attorney Vicki Behenna is, however, seeking the death penalty against a man accused of raping and killing an 85-year-old Oklahoma City woman. Prosecutors say aggravating circumstances justify capital punishment for 33-year-old Cordell Wilson, including allegations that the crime was especially heinous and that he poses a continuing threat to society. Wilson is charged in the December 2025 death of Ina Ray Belch, who was found dead inside of her Northwest Oklahoma City home. Investigators say DNA evidence collected during the investigation matched Wilson, who had been arrested in connection with a separate burglary nearby. Wilson remains jailed on a $10 million bond. He's scheduled back in court on September 23rd. Behenna, meanwhile, is also seeking the death penalty in a case against Anthony Gonzalez, who is accused of fatally stabbing 18-year-old 7-Eleven clerk Jaden Anthony during a robbery at a Northwest Oklahoma City store back in 2024. Court records say Anthony was working alone when she was attacked and was found critically injured about 45 minutes after she started her shift. She later died from her injuries, leaving behind a 13-month-old son. Gonzalez's attorneys have previously raised questions about his mental competency as the case moves forward. Swadley's barbecue owner Brent Swadley says he's considering legal action after losing part of a finger in an incident at the Oklahoma County Jail. Swadley claims a detention officer slammed a cell door on his hand earlier this month, severing about 20% of his middle finger. He says the officer initially walked away before returning and apologizing. Swadley was taken to a hospital where doctors determined the damaged portion of his finger could not be saved. The jail has not released surveillance video of the incident, citing security concerns. Swadley is awaiting sentencing after a jury convicted him earlier this month on 6 felony counts tied to the state's Swadley Foggy Bottom Restaurant Kitchen contract scandal. Oklahoma County voters could be asked to approve a new sales tax to help pay for the county's new jail, but support for the proposal appears to be uncertain this morning. Interim District 3 Commissioner Paul Foster plans to propose a permanent half-cent sales tax at today's county commission meeting. County leaders say rising construction costs have left the jail project roughly $625 million short of full funding. However, Commissioners Jason Lowe and Brian Mon have expressed concerns about the proposal, citing a lack of business support, no citizen oversight provisions, and worries about raising local sales tax rates. Without backing from the Oklahoma Greater Chamber of Commerce, the measure is unlikely to move forward. Oklahoma families trying to bail out loved ones from the jail are being warned about a growing scam targeting people within minutes of an arrest. Bondsmen say scammers often call family members posing as jail employees or bail agents, demanding immediate payment through apps like Cash App, PayPal, or Apple Cash. In some cases, scammers already know personal details about inmates and their relatives, making the calls appear to be legitimate. The Oklahoma Insurance Department warns families never to send money or provide financial information over the phone. Instead, officials say people should contact the jail directly using official phone numbers and verifying information with licensed bail bondsmen before making any type of a payment. The scam is especially concerning because calls often come within minutes of an arrest. An Oklahoma City police officer fired a shot during a confrontation with an armed suspect last evening. Police say the officers responded to a disturbance just before 7 p.m. and encountered a man outside with a gun near Northwest 10th Street between MacArthur and Rockwell. Investigators say the suspect pointed a weapon at the responding officer, who then fired a shot. The suspect ran to the nearby reserve apartment complex, prompting officers to shut down Northwest 10th Street while they searched the area. The suspect later surrendered. He was taken into custody. Nobody, including the suspect or the officer, was injured. The officer has been placed on routine administrative leave while the investigation continues. 69 degrees, mostly cloudy at 743. Three Oklahomans have been indicted as part of a nationwide health care fraud crackdown involving nearly 500 defendants, including dozens of medical professionals. Federal prosecutors say two men who operated a medical equipment company in Lawton fraudulently billed TRICARE for CPAP machines used to treat sleep apnea. Investigators allege the men collected nearly $27 million in reimbursements for equipment that was either never provided or improperly supplied. In a separate case, Oklahoma City speech-language pathologist is accused of submitting more than $2.5 million in fraudulent claims. The cases are part of what the Justice Department calls one of the largest healthcare fraud takedowns in U.S. history. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has ruled Attorney General Gettner Drummond cannot intervene in a private lawsuit against State Farm Insurance over a denied hail damage claim. The court said that Drummond's efforts to expand the case into a broader investigation of alleged insurance fraud went beyond the scope of the original lawsuit. Drummond has accused State Farm of systematically underpaying homeowners through what he calls a hail focus initiative. Justices ruled that the attorney general has the authority to pursue those allegations, but must do so in a separate lawsuit. Drummond says he plans to file that lawsuit immediately in an effort to hold the insurer accountable. Some businesses along Northwest 23rd Street in Oklahoma City's Uptown District say ongoing construction is taking a serious toll on their sales. Business owners say road closures, limited parking, and reduced foot traffic tied to the streetscape project have caused revenue to significantly drop in recent months. The city says the $9.3 million project will eventually bring wider sidewalks, new trees, improved lighting, and other upgrades designed to make the corridor safer and more pedestrian-friendly. Construction began earlier this year and is expected to continue for about 18 months. The officials are encouraging residents to continue supporting businesses in that area during the project. Well, for the first time in school history, Oklahoma State athletes will wear sponsor patches on their uniforms. OSU announced a new partnership with the Osage Nation that will place an Osage patch on jerseys across all men's and women's sports beginning with the 2026-2027 season. University leaders say the agreement reflects the longstanding relationship between OSU and the Osage Nation and highlights their shared commitment to agriculture, land stewardship, and economic development. The deal comes after the NCAA approved uniform sponsorship patches earlier this year, opening up a source of revenue for the college athletics programs nationwide. Well, it's time for you to weigh in, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Again, the Oklahoma County voters are going to be asked to approve a new sales tax to help pay for the new county jail. Interim District 3 Commissioner Paul Foster plans to propose the permanent half-cent sales tax at today's commission meeting. The jail project is now estimated to be about $625 million short of full funding, so we want to hear from you on this one. On the off chance that the proposal actually makes it to the ballot, which, by the way, it won't, would you vote for a sales tax increase to fund the jail? Oklahoma County is the only county in the entire state that doesn't have a dedicated sales tax for law enforcement. We've got to do something to fix this jail besides just put Band-Aid after Band-Aid after Band-Aid onto it. It's costing us millions of dollars. It's costing inmates' lives. It's costing injuries. It's costing countless lawsuits. We want to hear your thoughts. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's 69 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at 747. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Take a look into Freedom traffic on this Wednesday morning. Yukon to downtown 22 minutes. Norman to downtown 28 minutes. Edmond to downtown 23 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown 21 minutes. Construction narrows eastbound I-44 with bridge repairs at the Klassen Circle. Keep that in mind. Also, bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th and May at Northwest Expressway.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed.
We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else.
Every weekday starting at 2 p.m. Look, they get tips, too. Instead of people putting them in their panties, though, they give them into PACs and their campaigns, and they get all kinds of kickbacks. So as you can tell, I dislike the political class greatly. And the reason being is because I'm an American, plain and simple. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Checking the weather. It's going to be a soggy one for the next few days. Today we'll see morning thunderstorms, then cloudy and humid throughout the day. High of 89 degrees. Tonight, breezy, cloudy, maybe a chance for thunderstorms later on in the evening. Low of 72 degrees on Thursday. Look for partly sunny skies. Breezy, maybe some thunderstorms later on in the day. High of 94 degrees on Friday. Mostly cloudy. You guessed it. Chance of afternoon thunderstorms. High of 94 degrees. Then on Saturday, finally some sunshine. It's going to be a hot one, though. High of 96 degrees. 69 degrees under mostly cloudy skies at 751. Well, Oklahoma County voters could be asked to approve a new sales tax to help pay for the county's new jail. Interim District 3 Commissioner Paul Foster plans to propose a permanent half-cent sales tax at today's commission meeting. The jail project is now estimated to be about $625 million short of full funding. However, concerns from commissioners and a lack of support from the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce could leave that proposal dead on arrival. So let's say it does make it to the ballot. Will you vote for it? We want to hear from you, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The reality is this is one of those cases where the Chamber of Commerce is holding all of the cards, all of the power, and in my estimate, there is no way that the county commissioners are going to go against the will of the Chamber of Commerce and push that tax through. Now, understand, Oklahoma County is the only tax in the entire state that doesn't have a dedicated sales tax for law enforcement. So one of the questions is, should the business community have say over public safety issues like this, or should it be the responsibility of the elected officials that you and I put into office to make that decision, to give you, the voter, the ability to decide whether or not you want to pay this? The other question that we've got regards, to me, the price of this jail. So we're talking now, we're going to be up to $800 million for the cost of the new Oklahoma County jail. Let me put that in perspective for you. $800 million for the new Oklahoma County jail. That's $50 million more than it cost to build Devon Tower. So we're talking about a building that's about the size of the office that you probably work in, maybe a little bit larger, and the cost for it is going to be $50 million more than the cost to build Devon Tower. Think about that for a second. That's insane. So you got to question the amount of money in here in the first place. Also, we passed the tax for it originally back in, I believe it was 2022, when voters reluctantly said, yes, we're willing to do this. And since 2022, commissioners are telling us that the cost for construction has gone up so much because of inflation. You're talking about a 400% increase in building materials. I'm not buying that. I mean, I don't do a whole lot of building around the old Brillbeck house, but from time to time, we do a little bit of painting. We buy some supplies, that kind of a thing. There's no way that inflation is up 400% since 2022. Want to hear your take on it, though. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. My preference would be, before you bring it to the taxpayers, go back to the drawing board. Let's redo this entire project, because there's no way. How could you get it that wrong? I mean, again, at the Brillbeck household, if we want to, let's say, build a small addition out of the back of the house, I'm not going to go to the architect and say, okay, I want an addition. Build me up some plans. I'm going to say, here's the budget that we have to work within. Now put together some plans based on that budget. That's the way that we build things in the real world, not the government world. That's the way we build things in the real world. Here's how much money I have to spend. I can't go over this dollar amount. Build me something based on that. We don't say, carte blanche, build whatever you think you want to, because that's how we get stuck with this jail that we've got in the first place. And understand, this jail, people say, well, why not just fix the current jail? The jail can't be fixed. As somebody who spends a lot of time in that jail, I can tell you, that jail cannot be fixed. It can be band-aided, but it can't be fixed. It's 13 stories high. That's part of the problem. It's got four elevators that at any given time, one or two of those elevators just isn't working properly. If there's a fire in that building, there's going to be mass deaths and mass casualties because you simply can't evacuate it that quickly. The people who are in that jail, spending time in that jail, sometimes they get bored, sometimes they get angry, and what they'll do is they'll fill up their toilets with clothing or with toiletries or what have you, flush the toilet several times, and next thing you know, you've got a literal waterfall of poop cascading down 13 floors, causing all kinds of damage, all kinds of sickness. The cafeteria is down in the basement along with the administrative offices. So all of that poop comes raining down upon the food, upon the people who are working in admin. That building can't be fixed realistically. It's not something that can be done. We need a new site. We need a new building. But I question paying $50 million more than it cost for Devon Tower to put that thing up. And I also have some serious concerns about the business community determining whether or not we should be safe as a community. A lot of concerns here. So supporters argue a countywide sales tax is realistically the only way to bridge that estimated $625 million funding gap for the new jail. They say voters already approved the new project in 2022. Now the county has to finish what it started. Critics argue taxpayers should not be asked to pay for more because of cost overruns, and realistically, let's call it what it is. It's poor planning on behalf of county commissioners. The rising construction costs are what they're citing as the reason for this. $600 million gap. The cost of a new jail has ballooned far beyond the original bond package approved by voters. Opponents question whether county leaders adequately anticipated inflation and construction costs. Again, I'm questioning the inflation numbers they're citing, a 400% increase in inflation in just 4 years, 100% increase per year. Yes, we're seeing an increase in inflation. Yes, eggs are more expensive. Yes, gas is more expensive, but not 100% per year, every year for the past 4 years. You and I are both seeing that every time we go to the grocery store. Inflation's high. It's not that high. There's also a discussion over a permanent tax versus a temporary tax. Major controversy about the proposal calls for a permanent half-cent sales tax with no expiration date. Critics say that tax should automatically expire once the jail is bought and paid for. Here's the problem. We'll go back to the same problem we have with the current jail. Yes, it's built, but then it's not properly funded. A jail isn't just something that you build and leave. You've got to maintain it. There's got to be regular salary increases for the people that work there. If you want to draw good people to work there instead of having constant turnover and constant training. And that's something they're just simply not taking into consideration here. So what happens if voters reject any new funding? County officials warned that without the added money, Oklahoma County could end up operating both the aging downtown jail and the unfinished new jail site simultaneously, potentially creating an even greater financial strain. Absolutely. That's why it should be put before voters. Let you and me decide what direction we go. Thanks for listening in today on to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. It was a pleasure having you around. You have yourself a great hump day.